I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Linda Carney, the executive director of United Irish Society's St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee here in Cleveland, joins the show as we continue to cover Cleveland. And Linda, you, the rest of your committee, and everybody else concerned had a big decision to make yesterday.
I can't tell you how disappointing it was to have to do that. I can't even tell you. So many people are so disappointed.
So like a day or two ago, we were talking about, hey, it's still on. It's happening. We're moving forward. And then what was the major, you know, thing that made it change?
Well, when we started seeing the many larger cities around the country closing down their parades, we really had to take a much closer look. You know, we partner with the city of Cleveland with a lot of our security and the police and this and that. So we had, you know, leading up to the parades, a bunch of discussions on what could possibly happen. You know, should we consider canceling? Should we move forward? So, you know, up until a few days before, we were going to, you know, move forward and go with it. But, you know, as things started, you know, moving forward with other parades canceling, we had to kind of follow suit.
And Linda, how do you feel about the decision today?
No, I think we made the right decision. I mean, you know, in the interest of public health, and then there was the announcement today that there was a gentleman that was confirmed positive with the virus that was a community acquired. So out in the public, you don't know where these people have been or where they're going. You know, you don't know who you could be exposed to. And the parade draws many, many people downtown. If you're exposed in close quarters in these restaurants and bars and whatnot, you know, I guess the risk is much higher.
So is there any plan, or did you talk at all about maybe redoing it or having a do-over, St. Patrick's Day a month later, something like that?
Yeah, well, you know, that could be discussions coming forward. But right now we're kind of still dealing with the fallout, trying to figure out, you know, what we can do to move forward. We're, you know, still working on canceling a lot of the vendors we had and a lot of the Irish clubs and the dance schools and things like that. They have lots of activities that are still planned. I just found out late last night that the masses that take place in the mornings at St. Coleman's in Cleveland and St. Robert William in Euclid, those masses have been canceled. And from what I understand, the diocese has canceled the masses.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Linda, we're sorry to hear the news. I think it's a great precaution to take, like you said, to hear that you followed suit and with people, you know, trying to contain this. And we hope that a month from now you're going to do a do-over, a St. Patrick's Day parade in May.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, if that's being considered or whatever, you let us know. We'll definitely talk about it. Okay, Linda?
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you made the right call. I know I can't imagine how tough of a call that was, but you made the right call.
Thank you.